dominion run by honor.
Radio.
He said, well, we have the evidence. I said, bring me the evidence. Y'all, we're still waiting. To the black community. How much power they're going to give to the black man and the black woman?
So I want to talk about the slaves that was brought over here, and I want to talk about you that's stepping up to the plate, serving God with a divine mind, serving God with a door open up for you. And I want to tell you, and even you, that God is able to carry us to another level. Thank God for you. And you saying, Bishop, what do I go from here? Community of chaos. I want to tell you, I want to know, I want to, you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. I want you to know that God will open a door for you and God will feed you the word. Last night we talked about divine healing on Monday night on Saturday. Today we're talking about issues that to do with your life. One guy came on and said, I want to go back to Africa. I don't want to go to Africa because I'm a traditional black. I'm a Native American black because my grandmother, my great-grandma, they was him. They worked in the cotton field of Mississippi, sugar cane field of Louisiana, the tobacco field of Virginia. So I got investment. We have investment in America. Give me what you owe me. Give me the reparation that you owe me and give it to us now. There's no in between. Pay me what you owe me. You stole and still stealing, lying and still lying. The highest office in the United States, Trump lied, told a lie, hold on to the lie, and they still holding on to the lie that Trump said. No, and right now, as we get ready to vote, he's still holding on to that lie. Trump and his people was trying to take over the government. It was like treason from the highest office in America. I know y'all don't want to say that. Treason happened. When you got people that come and storm the White House and storm the Senate, called names, enslaved, Bill Dips in Washington, black folks build Washington, black folks build Chicago, Detroit, California. And I got the audacity that Mexican come over here and want to vote for Trump, and Trump is a liar. Trump want to build a wall where they won't get over here. But some of them that got comfortable, been here some years, now they want to vote for Trump. The biggest liar on the planet is Donald Trump. I know you don't believe that, you know, some of you program and watch out. You know, and he got black people fighting for him. He got black people lying to him. Well, that's enough of that. Thank you, kindly. This I'm one with the bishop. I want to tell you all as well. And I want to talk about what happened in Atlanta. Here's a man playing football. Ain't got no degree. He playing football. And here's a man that got a degree, been to college, and working hard. And the white folks get the worst black they can get and put him against them, and y'all gonna vote for him. White folks brought Herschel Walker from Texas, put him in Atlanta. Dr. Oz come from one place and moved him there. That's the lie. That's the lie being perpetrated. The Bible said, God said, Elijah cannot tarry in his sight. The big lie Trump told killed many of people. Well, ain't no virus. It ain't no virus. Million people should be mad at Trump right now for killing their family members because he didn't take action. Thank God for Biden. He did took action and worked hard to get this virus out of him. But I want to say this, this morning before we get started, I'll say one of the problems we have is the business people that are greedy. The oil companies making trillions of dollars. The airlines making trillions of dollars, but don't want to give the workers no money, okay? So you got greed in the corporate office. And they'll say in a minute, we don't want you to say that. And they don't have blacks on their board. They don't have Hispanics on their board. They don't have no brown people on their board. So they running wild, doing what they want to do, and living a lie, but throwing a rock and hiding their hands, okay? Tell me, if you can call in right now, tell me how many blacks on the board of General Motors? How many blacks on the board of Ford? And they started by black folks. How many black on the board of United Airlines, or all the airlines? How many black on the board of these major corporations, NBC, ABC? How many black on the board? They ain't there. So we still living in racism, white supremacy in America. We still living where blacks are still slaves in a different way. Our minds is changed. They live in rat faced houses. No funding. Housing got nothing going on with the housing. But when it go to the man, he don't do nothing. So we living in a situation of racism and white supremacy that's going on in 2022, going on in 2023. Floods and tornadoes are going to continue. God said, I prophesied a year ago that the Mississippi River would dry up. It dried up. I prophesied there's going to be floods and tornadoes, Arkansas, Mississippi. In the southern state where the governors have lied and continue to lie to people, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Florida, they're lying. They've been lying. God will turn this thing around. I just want to say that to you. I'm praying for you, Teresa. I'm praying for you. There's no sorrow the earth cannot heal. And this is Sunday morning with the bishop. If you want to say, you said, Bishop, I want to plant a seed. Go to my website. This, that's Peter Abraham, YolaSite.com. Hit my PayPal. Or if you said, Bishop, I got some money I want to give to the ministry. I want to help the ministry go forward. We own 7 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we own. We talk about all kind of issues. On Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King movement. We talk about the racial situation. It hasn't changed. Tuesday, we talk about calling with the ancestors, trying to get their message to you. On Wednesday, Bible class, Divine Word of God, Divine Healing on Saturday. On Sunday morning with the bishop. You said, well, Bishop, I want to see to the ministry. And say, if you got a need, you plant a seed. The reason some of you don't get nothing, keep your fist closed. You have not because you ask not God for what you want. You know, some of you are tired and say, ain't nothing happening. Don't worry. God's not through with you yet. Whatever you put in, you're going to get out. Whatever you see, God, you're going to get a harvest. And the harvest that you get is what God's going to give you. The healing, the deliverance, the food, the clothes. God said high and look low. This morning, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God eternal life. I want you to get ready on this first Sunday. I want you to get ready on this first Sunday and be blessed and know God got your back, man. Woman, God got your back. But you got to let go this morning and let God. When you get ready to let God, you're going to get a breakthrough. And I just want to give you what's going on. You got a football player running against a psychologist. You got a doctor running against a man. And they bring people up. See, it's so much a lie. And Trump is still telling the lie that Biden is not the president. And if you buy into that lie, you're sick. If you buy into that lie, something wrong with you. I don't care what color, black, white, brown, you sick. So God said, Elijah cannot tarry in his sight. Now, I want to tell you just this morning, on this first Sunday, get ready for the lion to roar. Get ready for God to walk and give you a healing this morning. Get ready to claim the word of God. Good God Almighty. I'm seeing that God's been touching somebody. I'm getting revelation now. Somebody that was crapping in their legs last night, and I want to say to you, you heal. Somebody can't raise that right arm. I want you to raise it up this morning. It's going to be all right. Somebody, this stomach getting bored and just churning. I want you to get ready for God to heal that as we get into our sermon tonight, this morning, for God to touch you and God to open up that door for you. Because God can open up for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And you got to get ready and let God do what he needs to do for you. And God's going to open that door for you. There's so many things going on. We got to talk about the racial situation that's going on in America, even in politics. Trump got people thinking somebody going to kill somebody about voting. Got it. Because he's a liar. And won't nobody on the white side say Trump is lying. He's been lying. and he got the ambassador, somebody he's gonna run for president. Okay. That's the ambassador he's saying he's gonna run. And I want black people to get out and vote. Get out and understand that you got people died in Mississippi, Arkansas, they couldn't vote. And it is the ancestors want you to vote where you can have better. See, the Republicans are going to cut welfare off. They're going to cut Social Security off. And women having babies, they're going to keep them at the baby retarded rate. And then the issue is food. Ain't no issue, no food issue. And the issue is the gas issue. The issue is these big corporations are stealing. They're robbing us with a pistol. They're sticking up us. When you go to the gas pump, they put a gun on you. When you go to the grocery, they put a gun on you. They're sticking you up. And the government will not speak nothing about it. I say. I just want to say that this morning. But I want to add this to it before we get
In this season,
God is healing and bringing knowledge. In 2020, God will open up. In 2021, God was telling you. In 2022, God is giving you knowledge and wisdom to be independent, to see all these liars, all these crooks. I want to say this to you. As we bring Mother Betty, as we bring her, that been reading the scripture many years for us, Mother Peyton. And I'm gonna bring her again. I want you to turn your Bible to the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I think I talked about this morning, first Sunday. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm gonna have Sister Hawkins 3rd number of Psalms this morning. Now, if you got a testimony, you can give your testimony. I just forgot this first Sunday. On first Sunday, we always testify. I want to start my testimony out. A young lady come to me last night, and her husband brought her, and she was swelling. I prayed for her right in the car. She couldn't get in the hospital. It was too crowded. And I said, go home and drink some water and take this little black seed oil and drink it. When she got home, she did that. The swelling went down. I had to take that Bible and put it on your stomach. That's my testimony that's happening. The killing that's going on. Because the devil is busy. The rape that's going on. You know, the retarded people that's going on. And I want to just tell you that. As we get ready this morning for testimony, Pearl, I know you got a testimony, Pearl. Now, you got a testimony. Mary Hawkins, I'm getting ready to come to you. And Brother White was on last night. And Brother White talked about the healing scripture. See, if you don't trust in God for your healing, you ain't gonna make it. If you don't get, I don't care how much surgery you have, what you do, you gotta put God ahead of it. And you got to ask God to guide you. And God will do that. I'm going to have Mary read the 23rd number of Psalms. And as Mary reads the 23rd number of Psalms, I want some of you to get ready for a testimony this first Sunday. All this month, God ain't did nothing for you. Something wrong with you. All this month, this year, God ain't touched you up. And you said something to help somebody. I want you to get ready. God gave Moses an assignment. Moses was 80 years old when God gave him the assignment. Okay? And when he left Egypt, he was 80. And when he got to Mount Sinai, he was 80 when he left Egypt. And he had another 8 years at Mount Sinai. When he went back, he was 160 when he went back to Egypt to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And I want to tell you this morning, you got to tell that devil, let you go, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Mother Hawkins, Sister Hawkins, you on the line?
Yes.
God bless you, Sister Hawkins. First, Sister Hawkins, I want you to give your testimony. And after you get your testimony, read the 23rd number of Psalm for us. And that's David. That's Jesse, baby boy. And David was a man after God's own heart. And David repented to God. And the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. What that means, David defied in God. And some of you this morning have turned your back on God. And the reason you have, you God will forgive you everything. For self, he can't forgive you for self-murder. How you going to shoot yourself to forgive me? Well, God can forgive you for everything but self-murder. No, you can't shoot yourself in the Lord forgive me because you can kill yourself. You ask God for forgiveness and get evil stuff out of your mind. Let me pray right now for Mary Reed. Father God, right now, in the name of the Father, on this first Sunday, take the evil out of their mind. Take the evil out of their body. Devil, loose your hope from that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. Let healing come in the scripture that you're going to read. Let healing bring love and joy. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I'm going to hold on to that. And I want you this morning, black, white, brown, whatever you hold on to God, change. Hold up to God, open the door for you. Get ready for God to do something special for you. As you read this scripture, I want a divine anointed word touch your body, mind. I want to say this. Amen. You should have a testimony. Something God did for your family, for you. You should have a testimony because that should be a blessing in your house, a miracle in your house, a miracle coming in your house this month. This is the month. And happy birthday, Mother Hawkins, too. Happy birthday. I want to say happy birthday to you, Deborah. Happy birthday to you, Chelsea. And happy birthday to you. All got birthdays this month. This month coming on, I just want to be in front with the birthday. Happy birthday to you, Sister June. Happy birthday to you, Sister Lois. Joanne, happy birthday to you. Robin, happy birthday to you. I just want to say that, and I want you to embrace this scripture that she's going to read. Okay, you can read that scripture now.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Go with your testimony.
I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for clothing me in my right mind, because without him, I couldn't have made it, Bishop. I've seen a lot of family members pass away, but thank God I'm still alive. Amen.
Thank you for that testimony. A young lady called me yesterday and told me she didn't have your number. And so somebody wouldn't give her your number. Sister Ma called me. And I told her I was going to give you her number. God bless you. Now, 3550, what is your testimony this morning, Sunday morning? God bless you. 2117, what is your testimony? I'm at 3350, what is your testimony this morning? I just can't hear you. Your voice so low. 53, what is your testimony?
Bishop, I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. And I want to thank the Lord for giving us heat over here in this building. And that's it. Thank the Lord.
Thank you for your testimony. I'm going to 21:17 this morning. On this first Sunday, you should always have something to thank God for. Now, what is your testimony?
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was glad when I woke up this morning. The cover I covered over last night was not my whining cover. And it's so much been happening lately. And all I can do is go to God with it, because I got a niece in the hospital now with a swollen brain. And I got a brother that's sleeping all day, and he walks off at night and leaves his home. And I want to say to this Lord, I am thankful to be able to put up with what I'm going through with right now. And I hope someday, somewhere, it'll get a little bit better than what it is now. And I want to thank God for I'm still here, and I'm clothed, and I'm in my right mind, and I haven't lost it. And I thank God for it, because there's so many people in my family, they just lost out. Some of them young, and some of them ain't old as I am, but they're in a bad shape. And I thank God for me being here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you
for that testimony, Sister Pearl. Now, what Pearl said is so true. I know a young lady, 60 years old, got dementia. See, you got dementia. They forget one young man went to the shopping mall and couldn't find his car. Early dementia. I think early dementia is nothing but the devil working on your brain. You got to free your mind up with God and praise God every day. You know, it's people that the one lady, and I want to say this to him. This lady was named Jackie, and I know some of you on the line know her. She worked for the police department, 911. She was about 65, retired. You know, her family put her in a crazy house, and I said she had dementia, and sold her house. Her two daughters that she put through college said, Mama got dementia, she in there right now. Her mind is clear, but it's going to show you how people is so greedy for money that they put her into the home since she had dementia. And the doctors had wrote on the paperwork that she had dementia. She had no dementia. So you got the, it's a lot of people got dementia. How they get it? They get it, but not pleasing God. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Somebody being healed in their liver and lungs right now. You know, we talk about a wedding vision, man, Mr. White, but I'm talking about the word of God that will heal your body. This campaign, this Republican Democrat campaign, is going to show racism in this country. If people live a lie, and there's no Trump line, that's the money. That's the devil. If you know the bridge is broken, I tell you, it ain't broke going on. You know the house is on fire, you stay in the house. You know you ain't got no dementia, but the doctor, oh yeah, you got dementia, you got rheumatism, you're going to die tomorrow. And you believe that and you die. The man told a woman, you better go on and marry this guy. They married in the hospital. Doctor said he got about a week to live. Do you know the boy, they gave liver cancer, all that they put on him. He healed, walking around now. You can't depend on what man said. You got to rely on God, body, mind, soul, and spirit. You got to know God will heal your body, your mind, and whatever you need, finance, whatever you need. I'm going to give you this scripture. St. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God, walk with God, pray with God, meditate with God. He's going to give you all that other stuff, the car, the home, the husband, the wife, whatever you want. God will give it to you, but you got to walk with it. You have to walk with it. I want to talk a little bit about this politics thing, because it's so much politics going on. so much evil going on. And I want to talk a little bit about it where you might know what's going on in this country with these politics, how the politics is going on. And I want to start with what happened with Herschel Walker and what happened with that. I want to talk about that a little bit. And what's going on? See, so much going on. And you got to get the truth. And you got blacks covering up white folks. Yes, black folks covering up. If the man's a liar, he's a liar. You know, highest office in the world, and he's lying, and people won't even deal with the lie. I mean, my thing is, if the lying, tell the truth. This is first Sunday, everybody getting ready to vote, and you don't know, bitch, I don't know who I'm voting for and what I'm voting for. Man, the lady called me, said, I don't know why I got the vote. You know, because the ancestors did the vote. The ancestors voted, and they couldn't vote. Down in Mississippi, Arkansas, when they voted, they got thrown in jail. You know, some people think that, oh, he's just saying something. But this happened. Black folks got thrown in jail. Okay, that's what happened. Black folks got thrown in jail for the right to vote. They were thrown in jail because they had the right to vote.
When people like Candace Owens set out to be so destructive against African Americans, what they're actually doing is they're playing to white supremacy. See, what you have to understand is this here. There are white folks in America who love nothing more than to find a black person who would say some of the most evil and vile things about other black people. Because, see, then they get to speak to black people through that black person. Oh, yes, over the years, we've seen the grifters. We've seen the folks like Candace Owens, folks like Larry Elder Peterson. And we can go on and on and on. Well, they trot them out to trash and attack black people and hold themselves up to be somehow these esteemed African Americans. This is the same Candace Owens who used the NAACP to get a settlement from her school district over the issue of race. But the same one now who would trash the very NAACP who stood there for her. See, I call them out because they deserve to be called out. Then I'm going to call out Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Senator Rand Paul. And I'm going to call out all these other people, folks. I'm also call out the black folks because everybody that's your skin folk ain't your kin folk. And you understand there's a reason why the Candace Owens of the world and the Brandon Tatums of the world. There's a reason why they are afraid to come here. It's a reason why they are afraid when they have a little Blexit conference where our credential had gotten approved, but they then rescinded it. Because you see, when we were sitting out in front of the White House, and Candace saw me and threw an evil look at me and, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm sorry, I cover black stuff. Is this not a black event? And then she stood there in her little gray flannel outfit, and she was angry. And said, you called me an Uncle Tom, and that's why I blocked you. First of all, she's a lie. See, I don't allow people to call black Republicans or black conservatives Uncle Toms or coons or sellouts or Oreos. I don't allow it. So she was lying. And I told her little minion running behind her, he said, well, we have the evidence. I said, bring me the evidence. Y'all are still waiting. The reason you must always, at every point, call liars out like Candace Owens, the reason you must call out hateful, evil people who say the things that she does about black folks, It's because somebody else might be listening to them. There's a reason why I don't let people come on this show and lie. Because, see, if you're watching this show and somebody lies on this show, you will then go, Rola didn't correct them, so what they said must be true. No, I don't allow it. And so I will always call out trifling folks like Candace Owens. See them in person, I'll look them dead in the eye. Just like I did Charlie Kirk, who said, oh, no, we're in debate one day, but I got to go ask Candace first. See, y'all got to understand something. When you read scripture, and you remember when evil would lose their mind and start squealing and hollering when good folk walk by? See, light and darkness do not go together. I'm a big-ass spotlight against the darkness of folks like Candace Owens and Brandon Tatum. I'm more than willing to debate any of them. I had the best of Sousa right here. I welcome any of them to the table. And in fact, I'll go to their table. Pick where you want to debate. Pick a day, pick a time, pick a location, and I'll be there. Matter of fact, y'all can pack the place with all your supporters. I'll slay each one of them the entire night. But we as black folks who understand what's moral and just can never be silent when evil is in our midst and even when they look like one of us. Any thoughts, Wendy, Rob, or Derek?
Mr. Martin, well, I'll say thank you, Mr. Martin, for allowing me to be on your show.
Wendy.
Yeah. So, you know, I find the whole phenomenon of Candace Owens to be interesting because it's not just her making these comments, it's what she represents. I have been on Fox News several times and I have called her out and said I am willing to debate you because she never goes into an argument or a conversation without being checked, so to speak. And I think that that's really important. And I'm glad that you're saying her name because we need to know that she's pandering and lies. And the thing with Candace Owens that I think is so important that we all need to know is that she is a pawn. She is being used as a pawn in the chess game that is politics and the chess game that is issues of race in this country. So I understand that people need to get their coin. I get it. But if you are selling your soul to secure a bag, then you need to really check yourself because you're selling out the very people who, as Roland mentioned, saved you when you needed us. So don't expect when these white people turn their back on you, because they will. They will. It's only a matter of time. They will do you the same way they did Diamond and Silk. When they're done using and abusing you, they're going to throw you to the trash. Do not come to us to save you. Period.
Rob?
I'm done.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys covered it. I'll just say that, you know, she clearly doesn't love herself. She doesn't love black people. And she will do anything to make money, and she'll do anything and say anything. She figures out what's the furthest I can go, the most right-wing, the most self-hating I can go, and then take that position and go even further. Because that's her business model. Her business model is to say outrageous things, do outrageous things. And I agree a little bit with what the person that said we shouldn't talk about her, because I was debating that, like, we are giving her a platform. She likes this. She likes the fact that she can go and talk to Fox News and say, look, Roland Martin talks bad about me. Like, at the end of the day, she is nothing. She has her one skill, and it's a great, she's good at it, is marketing herself and figuring out how to get in front of the cameras to say things that can resonate to a base she's looking to, the racist base that she's looking to get inflamed. And or to validate their opinion. You know, she wants to make them say, it's okay for you not to see George Floyd as a human. That's why it's dangerous. That's why it's dangerous.
Derek, final comment. Go.
I know I was going to say I agree with everything you guys said, and it frustrates me because, you know, I'm in places where I hear people like, well, did you see what Candace Owens said? Did you see what Candace Owens said? It's like, it bothers the hell out of me, because if you have to look at her and that other dude that you just, I didn't even call his name out, but if you look at them two, they're the exact reason why, well, they are two of the reasons why black people, in along with the president, would never ever even consider the Republican Party. And so she is, and sometimes, what she said about Floyd, and that thing is a disgrace. And it shines, puts a whole different, it just dampens everything that we're working for right now during this movement. And it just ain't right, man. And I'm mad that we even gave her this much time.
Nah, see, the reason I did it again is because when you get called to sit at the table of power, you can wreak havoc. And there may be a young African-American, there may be a white person, a Hispanic person, who hears her and goes, oh, my God, she's making so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no counter to that,
mm-hmm.
then we allow it to happen.
But the problem is, Roland, that people are not going to hear the counter because we can go
Rob, that ain't true.
Darren Bailey's school follows a curriculum, the same one that taught lessons like majority of slaveholders treated their slaves well. The KKK tried to be a means of reform and asked them to explain the strengths of the three-fifths compromise. Don't let him run our state like he runs his school.
Well, I didn't need any advice about the options for prostate cancer because that was my special.
A black community that still exists today, I acknowledge that we as Americans, including myself, have not done enough to fight for that equality or to truly understand the struggles and plight of the black community. I recognize that I am a part of a solution that can be a leader for the black community in this moment. I will never know what it's like to be a black man or raise black children in America, but I will work every day to put myself in those shoes and fight for what is right. I've always been an ally, never an enemy. I am sick about the way my comments were perceived yesterday, but I take a full responsibility and accountability. I recognize that I should do less talking and more listening. And when the black community is talking about their pain, we all need to listen. For that, I am very sorry, and I ask your forgiveness. Reese.
Listen, I'm going to echo the very wise words of Stephen Jackson. Fuck Jersey, please. Fuck him and all these fake-ass allies that sit up there and put these black squares, that put these PR ruling statements out there, and their actions say the exact opposite of what they are trying to telegraph to people. This shit is not a game to black people. People that are out there putting their lives on the line, risking coronavirus and all the other things, and risking more death and more brutality from the cops. This shit is not fun. It's not an Instagram game. It is real life or death for us. You are not an ally to grieve, and anybody like you, anybody that agrees with you and your dumbass racist mentality. I am so sick of being patronized. I don't want to hear from you. Grieve, you're not a leader. You need to just sit the hell down and shut the fuck up. How about that? All of y'all out there that think you're going to use this moment to show your allyship, even though your PDFs and your statements and all that other stuff does not align with how you have conducted yourself throughout your entire life, shut the F up. Sit down and shut up. You can listen to black people without making a goddamn announcement that you're listening to black people. You can be an ally, some of y'all that might be capable of doing that, without you know, performing for people. Just do the work. Just shut up and listen. My blood is boiling. And to have that image of a black, what the hell was that? It's insulting, and they're not helping. Now is not the time for kumbaya. Now is the time to pick a side. Are you on the side of white supremacy, or are you on the side of black humanity and Black Lives Matter?
You want to support Roller Bunch Unfiltered? Be sure to join our Bring the Funk fan club. Every dollar that you give to us supports our daily digital show. There's only one daily digital show out here that keeps it black and keep it real. As Roller Bunch Unfiltered. Support the Roland Martin Unfiltered Daily Digital Show by going to RolandMartinUnfiltered.com. You can make this possible. Of course, you know, all of this conversation dealing with critical race theory, 1619 Project folks, is not critical race theory. And one of the folks who has spoken out, we talked about this last Friday, was a black woman from Florida talking to the State Board of Education about critical race theory not teaching the truth. Keisha King is political consultant and co-chair of Mom for Liberty, and she's doing this right now. Keisha, glad to have you roll up on your Unfiltered. First and foremost, what exactly is critical race theory, and is it being, how, where was it being taught in Florida schools?
So critical race theory is the idea that America, the foundation of America is, racism is ingrained into the foundation and it cannot be removed. And so the outworkings of that today and in classrooms is that, this is a very simple way to say it, but white, heterosexual men, able-bodied are deemed oppressed, the oppressors, and everyone else is deemed oppressed. And you can't get away from that. It is what it is because of the idea that racism is ingrained into the fabric of America, that it can't, you can't repent from it, you can't move forward from it, and it's there to stay.
Actually, what you just said is not true. So this is what the folks at Ed Week have laid out. Critical race theory is an academic concept that is more than 40 years old. The core idea is that racism is a social construct. Is that true or false? Is racism a social construct?
I do believe that, yes. Racism
okay.
is a social construct.
All right. And it says that it is not merely the product of individual bias or prejudice, but also something embedded in legal systems and policies. Do you believe that racism is embedded in legal systems and politics in the United States?
I do not.
Do you believe that racism is embedded in housing politics in the United States?
No, because people run these systems. And so we have to say that racism is embedded into people if we are going to say it's embedded into these systems.
Well,
it's
so
abstract. They are actually run by human beings.
But if the individuals are actually running the system and then it's being implemented, then it's still in the system. So, for instance, when you talk about housing, in your state of Florida, there have been stories where African-Americans, there was one woman who was married to a white gentleman where an appraiser came out of their home and gave them a far less value on their home. When they removed all of everything in their house that identified as black, then a second appraiser came out, there was a higher valuation on their home. Is that racism?
I'm not sure, but I mean, I certainly know that racism exists.
Well, hold on,
I mean,
you're not sure that if an appraiser comes out and gives a lower home appraisal, and after meeting the black woman, the black wife, but then when they brought a second appraiser out, the black wife was nowhere to be found. They removed all pictures of her in the home. They removed anything, black art or whatever. Then all of a sudden there was a higher appraisal value. Same house. Exact same house. All of a sudden it's got a higher appraisal value. Is that not racism in housing?
For me, I would have to have more information. That doesn't necessarily mean that it could be racism.
Well, what do you think it is? What do you think it is?
I don't know, but... I wasn't there.
So let me ask you this question. Do you believe that systematic redlining of communities where black people live, is that racism?
Redlining?
Yes.
Yes, that was racism.
Isn't that systematic? Because that was a system that was actually imposed by banks. It was imposed by the federal government. It was actually a part of federal policy. Is that not racism?
That was the law at a point in time. However, today, in 2021, where we have many more diverse people that run these corporations, we have much more of a diverse... My bottom line is America has progressed. We are not the same country that we were
centuries ago.
So that doesn't mean that when we see disparities, it automatically is an implication of racism.
So let me ask you this question.
It's not always that the case.
Okay. So if you're seeing disparities, African Americans, whether in executive suites, if you're seeing that If you're seeing the same thing in other areas, what would you attest to? If you all of a sudden you look at Silicon Valley, if you see in companies in, on the West Coast, and you see 1.5% or even fewer black folks working at those companies, what do you say is a problem?
I would say that we should encourage our community to get more involved with STEM, math, science. We don't need to be teaching that, you know, we're permanently in a state of oppression.
Do you even know that 60% or more of the jobs in Silicon Valley have nothing to do with STEM?
Regardless, I mean, they're not. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're all white either, because a lot of these people are from India. A lot of them are Asian, so they're not. It's not that they're just white people running these things. I mean, there are other.
So that's not problematic.
That have dominance in those industries as well. So I just believe that we should be afforded those same opportunities.
But right there, progress into
those industries.
But right there, you said we should be afforded those opportunities. There have been African-Americans who have worked at companies like Google and Facebook who have said, who were there on the recruitment side, who have said that those companies refuse to hire and recruit from HBCUs, refuse to have programs. And so black folks who worked in those companies, who were advocates, who said that what you just described, we should have an opportunity, but they say is, opportunity was not given. They wouldn't even, and in fact, what they would even do is they would even have a sliding scale, would go, oh, because they didn't come from Stanford or Harvard, yeah, that's not going to work. So when you say the opportunity, but isn't that also racist when you don't even want to recruit from HBCUs, when you look at an HBCU education as less than, when you're not providing those level of opportunities, when your remark, well, they don't fit into our culture. What do you ascribe that then?
I mean, these are individual circumstances. I'm not going to blanket the entire black community as being less than because
I'm sorry, I didn't say less than, but that's them.
Telling me that they didn't, because I know plenty of success. I'm looking at you. A very successful black man.
Well, guess what?
Plenty of very successful
black men. Hold on. I'm not saying
that that is without struggle. I'm not saying that that is without competition.
No.
That is without any of those things.
But you left out racism.
What happens when the prostate enlarges and the urine channel gets tight? You cannot be certain how
racism.
I don't believe that racism is our primary problem in America today.
What I'm saying is, but you did leave out racism. See, because what you don't know is that when I was an intern at a TV station in Bryan College Station, Texas, when a weekend sports anchor job came open at KBTX, the sports director, the assistant sports director, the 5 p.m. producer, the 6 p.m. producer, 10 p.m. producer, they were like, yo, Roland's the best one for the job. The white male news director made it clear he was not going to hire a black male. His dear friend, investigative reporter Alan Brown, took me on a walk and said, he's not going to hire you. Now, did that somehow stop me? No, but here's what I will say. Did that actually have an impact? First of all, it impacted me economically because I did not get that particular job while I was in college. But here's the whole point. Why should racism prevent me from being able to get a job? Yeah, the guy's name was Jeff Braun. I still call his name out. And it was undeniable. I'm talking about, like, it wasn't even close in terms of who was best. And so that was an example that I personally experienced in terms of racism in my career as a student at Texas A&M. And what I'm saying to you is that exists. I have been in media since I was 13 years old. Racism exists in media. I have seen editors choose not to hire folks based upon race. So to act like it doesn't exist, when you look at the numbers, it's undeniable in media when white men dominate the C-suite and very few of us are able to get through the ladder. It's real, but to you say
Martin,
those are individuals.
Mr. Martin, one of the very first things I said was that racism exists. So I never said that racism does not exist.
No, but you said not insist.
As long as we're on this side of heaven, there will always be racism. There will always be murder. There will always be horrible, awful things. And what I am saying is that we are the most successful black people, Americans. Black Americans are the most successful black people in the entire world. And so what I am saying is that it is insulting for us to be in the most successful country in the world, the most progressive people in the world. For people to tell us that we are in a perpetual state of oppression is an insult. I am not telling my child that they are limited by their skin color. I will never tell my children or myself
is that what critical race theory does?
Is a burden to me.
Is that what critical race theory does? Because, again, you spoke at the Florida State
Critical race theory is the idea that racism is ingrained into the nation and all the institutions, and there is in all the organizations, and there is no way to remove it. And how it's outworking in today and in the classrooms is that white people are deemed the oppressor, which means that they just have this superiority.
Where in Florida?
And they're just automatically oppressed.
Where in Florida is critical race theory being taught? Where?
In my daughter's school, which I heard her teacher teaching. They don't have a critical race theory book. If that's
One second. You said you heard your daughter's teacher teach critical race theory. Critical race theory is not being taught on the critical race theory is being taught on the college level. So are you? So what are you associating as critical race theory? Because, for instance, there are a lot of people like, you know, Senator Tom Cotton and others. They think the 1619 Project is critical race theory. It's not. Do you believe the 1619 Project is critical race theory?
If you are teaching that racism is ingrained into the system of America, that is the basis of critical race theory.
No, it's not. No, you're wrong.
If you read Derek Bell, if you read Kimberly Crenshaw with the intersectionality, if you study what they write, that is what they are teaching.
Hold on.
Idea from critical theory, from legal theory. This is not new. This started in Germany.
It's a legal theory.
It is a theory. We teach evolution theory. Theories are taught in school.
But this particular legal theory is not being taught in the curriculum in Florida. Where?
Mr. Martin, I heard a recording from my daughter's classroom where her teacher was teaching the theories of critical race theory. I heard this for myself. With her first week in school, she was asked what pronoun she wants to be identified as.
That's not critical race theory.
Hold on one second. I never said that was critical race theory. But the idea that was being presented to her is my alarm go off. And so I started to tell her about some different things because I've been studying this for over a year now. I'm not new. This is not a new concept to me. And because I understood how it starts to come into conversations and things like that, I knew what to look out for. And she on her own recorded this conversation because I've been teaching my children what to look out for. And so, yes, it is not official curriculum, but it is being weaved into official curriculum, which is exactly what I heard her language arts teacher teach on that day. And in Duval County, in Jacksonville, we had a segregated assembly that was put on by a diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant where she was going to segregate the black children from the white children.
Why?
I am sorry.
Hold on.
I don't care why.
Wait, one second. You said a diversity consultant was doing this. I'm asking the question, why? What's the why?
When someone is segregating people by, what about the biracial children? Where do they go?
You're not answering my question. What was the exercise?
They never said why she did it. They said this is what's being done.
that's why.
There is no reason to segregate people by race.
So hold on one second. Have they ever?
We are not even. I'm 20% European. You probably have white in your family.
First of all, white folks in slavery slept with a whole bunch of slaves, so we already know how that goes. But I'm still trying to get back to, because again, you're not answering the question, because I still would like to know, okay, when they did this assembly, what was the basis? What was it? Did you ask?
There was no explanation. Emails went unanswered.
No. Did you ask?
Explanation. When parents, black, white, and others heard about the segregation of their children by color, that was a problem, regardless of the reason.
Did you ask? No. Can you answer my question? Did you ask?
A good reason for to segregate kids by color.
Okay, Keisha. If there was an assembly and they separated boys and girls, would you be objecting?
It depends on what.
Hold on. So you're objecting, and you didn't ask why. You're objecting if there was an assembly separated by race. But you have no questions if it was gender. Why?
Because there are distinct differences between girls and boys. What is the distinction between a black girl and a white girl? What is the distinction between a biracial girl
Have you ever heard of the differences?
Our brains are even made up differently. Unless you think you agree with some of these.
So this is interesting.
Are intrinsically different, are lower, are somehow different than other people. I cannot understand how you could think that there would be any good reason to segregate people by race.
I find it interesting that you would not. I find it interesting that you would say, oh, no, I wouldn't object to an assembly that was girls and boys, but you object to one based upon race. And you still haven't answered my question. Why? What was the purpose of them separating? What was it?
I don't know the reason. I don't have to know the reason.
Did you ask?
There is no reason.
Did you ask? So wait a minute. Okay, see, now I'm confused. Because you wouldn't ask why a separate assembly for boys and girls, but now you... But you said I would have to ask about race. That makes no sense.
I think it's very obvious, and boys and girls are different. And there are legitimate things that boys experience at certain ages and legitimate things that girls experience at certain ages. So maybe, yes, there would be a reason to, biological reasons, why you would